It's Destination Imagination Tournament Day at St. Patrick's Catholic School in Northeast Dallas. Hundreds of people pack the place on this Saturday. Kids, parents, teachers, volunteers. Officials say it's one of the group's smallest tournaments. Janet Compton explains small is a relative term.
We have 3,000 teams in Texas. Dalrych had, I believe, 90-something teams today. They are larger than about a third of the states in the United States as far as the teams that compete.
Compton is a DI director for the Mid-Cities region. She's been involved now 20 years with her husband, sons, and daughter.
I love it. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't still be doing it when I don't have kids actually participating in it.
Destination Imagination encourages school teams of 7 kids or so to tackle problems using STEAM techniques: science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Categories include technical, fine arts, or scientific. University Park Elementary's third grade Lumber Penguins have entered the structure category.
My name is Calder Cordy.
My name is Kyle Barron.
With only wood, glue, and fishing line, their team must build the structure no heavier than 4.2 ounces, no taller than 9 inches. Doug Epperson has been a Destination Imagination volunteer for 23 years.
If you'll put it on the scales for me, I'm reading 84.9 grams. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Put it on this device here. I'm going to measure how tall it is. Do you guys remember?
Between 7.5 and 9.
You got it.
The balsa wood rectangle with tiny wood splints held with fishing line meets requirements. Sometimes, teams must break parts off to meet standards. The structure will soon be tested as each team drops weight on it. The lighter and smaller it is while holding great weight makes a winner.
And without further delay, we have the team from University Park.
Destination Imagination wants to teach more than engineering skills to science geeks. They want to develop well-rounded kids. So as parents and competitors watch Kyle and his teammates add weights to their structure, the rest of the team acts out a skit they wrote and rehearsed. That's all part of the contest. And it's one reason why team co-manager Irene Negaglione likes this organization.
21st century skills are everything about communication, presentation, collaboration, teamwork, and that's 100% what the guy does.
The team's 3-ounce balsa structure, by the way, held 165 pounds and never cracked, but Kyle didn't want to risk adding more weight. Other structures took more, helping their team win out. But after the competition, for fun, Kyle wanted to see what the structure could really take, 200. He added more to 300 pounds and above as those watching waited for a loud snap and collapse. The Littlewood structure ended up taking more than twice what it did in competition, 430 pounds, and still didn't crack. Janet Compton expects this team will be back because there's more to all this than winning.
We want to instill the knowledge, the process of learning, and how to be creative.
For teams that did win, the state tournament is scheduled next month in Pflugerville with the May Global Match in Tennessee. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.